Hey everybody, welcome to Nextech. It's the very first remote podcast of Nextech. Would you call consider that, Nick?
Yeah, I like it. The remote video pod webcast. Yeah.
Right. So in the midst of all this, so by the way, hey Tim Gallus, Mr.
Nick
Gallus
Priesang.
Software. Yep,
Yeah.
here we are again. It's been a little while since we've recorded something. And boy, has the world changed since the last time we had our little episode with Anne Cosma. What would you, everything's gone a
Just a
little
titch.
crazy.
Yeah, the town's on lockdown, so
So last time we were talking about social media and how teachers use it. And now all of a sudden we're in the throes of every teacher has now learned how to be an online teacher to some degree. And so, obviously, I think today we're going to talk a little bit about remote learning because we're going to title this one Remote Learning Day One. And
right.
it's not really day one, I guess. That's the one thing we have to remember is like, we've been doing this for a few days, getting the plan in place at our school, and I'm sure many others have. But basically, we were. Kind of, well, we didn't get the call till Sunday that school was out. And
It's Sunday
so,
at like five,
yeah, it
four
was
or
pretty
five,
late
yeah.
in the day. It was late in the day. And then all of a sudden, it was like, hey, there's no school tomorrow. And there won't be our spring break's not till the last week of March. So basically, it was like, you guys are going to be closed for at least 3 weeks. We'll see. I don't know what everybody else is doing. And then all of a sudden, over the last few days, we've seen. I guess depending on what you call it, because it seems like there's a lot of names. You got remote learning, you got distance ed, you got online learning. I don't know which one's the most popular. Maybe we should make a poll about that or something too. But yeah, so we had to put a plan in place and then
Digital awesomeness.
that's right. That's right. Well, I hate the good news is. I think after a few days of planning and getting everything all together, things today was our first day for our kids to actually get on and kind of start doing some actual learning throughout our building.
Yeah, I guess you could say it was the first day for the kids to be back.
Yeah, that's true. It was like
Yeah.
their first day of online school.
That's right.
And I think for the most part, obviously, there's going to be some hangups, and I'm sure everybody's out there experiencing that too. But I'd say it went fairly smoothly. I don't know,
Yeah.
what are your impressions?
Yeah, leveraging Teams and Flipgrid to, get student voice and being able to engage and talk with everybody. Just for the first day, a lot of the content was fairly light, but it was seamless. Students got into everything they needed. People were getting into their OneNote notebooks. Like the amount of, at least from my side, the technical components to it was really small. And even our really hesitant teachers, I mean, I'm sure you can agree with this, they jumped on board. They were in there. The best part was parents reaching out saying, "This is the best thing ever," of like first graders going, "This is fantastic. I'm
Yes.
so jazzed that my first grader is able to
Even
do online learning."
kindergartners, though, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So this is it's pretty cool. It's what's funny about it is it went so smoothly. I'm like, what's gonna blow up tomorrow?
Well, and I guess that's part of what we have to. I mean, like I said, there's going to be some hangups here and there. And I think the problems that we encountered today were pretty minute compared to what they could have been. Maybe it was a logon issue or they were having trouble. That is the only bummer part that I think about this whole thing is because we didn't send home, we're one-to-one school, but we did not send home all those devices. They only took them if they absolutely needed them. And so, there's a bunch of different now devices that are being used. And of course, depending on age and what kind of shape they're in and everything, certain things work better on others. And so I think that's where we're going to maybe see a little bit of the hangups and the troubleshooting occur. I will say that I feel like now I have a better and a greater appreciation for those who work in like a technical support type of role, sitting in front of a computer all day and having to answer questions, because I was ready to get up and move after a while. It seemed like every time I would get up and like go to the kitchen to grab something, somebody else was asking a question about something else.
Right.
So,
Yeah, actually, you know what's funny is I was working through a VPN issue with one of the instructors, and because they needed some files from one of the servers at the school. And it couldn't get it to work, couldn't get it to work. So I had to call technical support because I didn't understand why I was getting this weird error. And the guy gave me a little bit of a hard time. So like, oh, now you know what it's like dealing with a person through a video chat. And so we figured it out. But I'm like, yeah, I totally have a new appreciation for doing remote support.
very much so. I think I looked at my watch, my Apple Watch, at like I don't know, it's 3:30 or 4 or something like that, and I had less than 1,000 steps, and I was like, "Oh, dude, I gotta go for a run. I gotta go do something." And lo and behold, I went on a run, and guess what? I still got a phone call when I went on the run. So yeah, okay. So just based off. Oh, by the way, we're doing this without any show notes and stuff. We're just going off the cuff a little bit here, which I don't know, could be a good or a bad thing. But I guess the thing that I like, you mentioned Flipgrid and Teams, which are our two platforms. We decided to go fairly, kind of keep it simple to some degree, and try to make it uniform all the way across the board, because we're a K, well, we're a preschool through eighth grade school. And so our lower elementary are using Flipgrid primarily to deliver their content, and then the upper grades are using Teams and Flipgrid. And if they're a little more adventurous, they're throwing in a few more office tools. We don't know what you guys are all using out there or what kind of success stories you have, but I guess we're kind of curious to hear what some people are doing and how they're feeling after maybe your first few days or day, like we have. But I don't know. I think it's been fairly smooth. There's been a few little here and there kind of things with chatting and video sharing that I think have been a little bit of an issue, but that's not necessarily the platform's fault. I think what we're gonna run into more than anything is a lot of user type of errors that should be simple fixes if as long as they trust who's telling them what to do, I guess.
Yeah, I think the hardest challenge, at least from my perspective, I think the technology can get us all the content. It's that heart that teachers bring to the classroom that's going to be the hard part to capture and executing the right balance of we're shooting for, a 2-ish hour worth of content and getting that touch, getting that social emotional component. And so it's not all just content. I think that's going to be where the tricky part in all of this is going to be. You want to touch base with your students and make sure that they know that you care for them, they're loved, and you're worried about them. But at the same rate, it's like, if I'm shooting for 2 hours worth of content, I gotta keep a lot of rigor in there too to make sure that's well balanced. So that's I think where we're gonna see the struggles going forward is making sure that both sides of that plate are filled so that we're getting the whole child and not either one side loaded more, where you get the teacher chatting it up with
Sure.
the kids versus more content, or having a ton of content and the teacher's like, whew, glad I got all my lesson plans done. But then we lose part of that sensitive staying in touch and staying connected.
True. And I think also the other factor in this are like, I know that there's been many Facebook and Twitter type of posts of people posting about their quote unquote homeschool type of their homeschool experience so far, I guess you would say. And I know there's probably some parents out there that are a little worried about not having enough content to deliver and all of these different things. And I think the point is, and I've seen several people do this, is they're coming up with some sort of a schedule for their kids, which I think is a fabulous idea, because I don't think
Oh, yeah.
anybody's expecting your kid to stay in front of their computer for 6
Hours
to
on
eight
end. Yeah,
hours.
exactly.
That's if you are, like, I think you probably are going to need to maybe back off that just a little bit, because I think it's just, that's asking
unrealistic.
a lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I
And of
mean,
your
even
teachers
us.
and your students.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I know I've seen a couple talking about how much of a surprise element this was just for teachers, and what we asked them to do in such a short amount of time, and the fact that we're actually doing it now and making something out of what was this really quick situation is a testament to teachers all over. And I know there's probably some that are still scrambling and are wondering what to do, and I know those parents are probably kind of like a little worried as well. But I think the reassurance out there that we got to make sure is I trust your teachers, and also just know that, if it takes a few days to get everything like a well-oiled machine, that's okay. It's not the end of the world,
Right.
and
It
things are
doesn't
going
have
to
to be
go on.
perfect.
Yeah, and I think it will continue to. And so I guess it depends on how long, this actually takes, or whatever it might be. I think that's the unknown equation in this whole thing is, we don't know. But I think this will at least give some people some exposure. And so I think those first few days, or first week maybe at least, are kind of like a trial run to some degree. And, kind of like riding a bike. You're not perfect at it at first. And then the more you do it, the better you get. And I
What do you
think,
talk about? I was born riding a
oh,
bike.
you rode a bike right off the bat. Well,
Yeah,
ain't you special, mister?
I
Good for you. But I don't know. I just think I think it's gonna go okay. And I think the attitude of the students is gonna be great, because I know we had a couple teachers that were kind of concerned that there's gonna be some kids that were just gonna be like, psh, see ya, I'm out of here. I'm taking a break, and they're probably not gonna do much. And I'm sure that's gonna be kind of an issue for the teachers are gonna have to face. But I think that just means they're just gonna have to be there for those kids that are more willing and ready and able to go do all of the stuff they're asking of them.
It's funny on that note. It's as I was checking in with different teachers, some of those challenging students had already checked in. Some of them had already gotten some content done, and I'm like, that's cool. Like I think you're also going to see where you have some of those kids that maybe struggle in the traditional classroom just accelerate through the stars in this type of medium. So I'm kind of excited to see what the future holds in terms of all this distance ed. And the one thing I would warn all of our fellow comrades in the field are be careful about all the free content. There is a significant amount of vendors and people trying to, I don't want to say cash in, because a lot of them are giving away stuff for free. So I think that that's very generous of them. But there's a lot of content that isn't useful. Like it's just noise. So if you have good content, if you have good rigorous things that you normally deliver to your kids, there is 9 times out of 10 a way to make that stuff digital and use it remotely. So you don't have to really reinvent the wheel. You just retool what you have, and you stay the same awesome teacher you've always been. We don't have to bend to the will of all of these people out on Twitter giving away all of these lesson plans that they've digitized and having to learn new things. You can use some of the same stuff you've been using in just a different way. So it's not necessarily as scary as it has to be.
Very much. I very, very much agree with that. And like you said, it's cool that these companies are doing a lot of that stuff. But, like, honestly, we should be concerned with making a sale for the next school year type of thing. But really, honestly, what I think, if you do find great resources, this is a great time to like share on Twitter, on Facebook, whatever groups you're a part of and everything. But like, share the great stuff. And if you do find, I mean, because we haven't talked on the show necessarily, but like teacher pay teacher and other things like that, which I don't want to get into that today, but I think I mean, you can probably guess what some of my feeling is on that, just based off of my voice tone a little bit. But like, really, honestly, we should be helping each other out,
That's right.
because we're all in the same boat now. And And some of us who are a little more tech savvy are probably feeling pretty comfortable on our feet, and we should be helping those ones that aren't. But also, like you said, there's a way for people to do those things that they do on a normal everyday basis, just twisted just slightly to a different degree. So, and you can still do all that stuff, and you can still be that creative person that you always are.
So, that's right.
Yeah.
And to all the teachers out there swinging the bat, whether you hit the ball or not, I applaud everyone's effort. I mean, not that this is uncharted territory. Obviously, a lot of institutions have done online learning for a long time, but I think in record time, a record amount of teachers and departments and infrastructure has been tested and turned and twisted to facilitate something that wasn't there before. And I think it's epically amazing what the mindset of educators can do in given a small amount of time. Like it's really cool.
Yeah, it is unprecedented, and it's interesting to see, I guess I could say. Nobody was totally expecting this, but at the same time, I think it's kind of cool to watch. And I know from our standpoint, we've seen a bunch of people who are thankful for what we are doing, and parents. We actually were very thankful. We got the opportunity to have our kids come in before we had a complete old shutdown and grab materials and supplies and everything. And some of the kids came with them, and they got to say bye, which I think was great, at least to some degree. And then also just the fact that they get their, that the class can go on and they still have some semblance of normalcy to deal with at home. And then obviously great platforms, and shout out to Teams. That's why this is,
yeah, right.
Oh my gosh. Happening right now. But like, yep. Honestly, we had a lot of communication going on through Teams today. And so shout out to platforms like Teams that are providing outlets like this, because I know it would be a little more difficult without those type of programs.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's definitely the, between Teams and Flipgrid, it's the two pillars kind of stacking up the whole process that we've kind of put together. So
exactly. And I think we chose those ones because we felt those were the most stable ways for us, and our building has used them enough to where the kids will be proficient in using them without really having a ton of struggles, and still being able, the teachers can get what they need out to their students. So yay Flipgrid and Teams. So
you know, it's funny the flip between the two. So we had Ann Cosma last time talking about social media, and then boom, where are we? We're all remote, trying to use social media and you know, remote connectivity to make everything work seamlessly. It's almost as if it was intentional.
It was not on our part, but yeah, no. I can kind of see, but I'm wearing my Flipgrid socks right now. And like, if you don't have a pair of Flipgrid socks, you should get some, because they're very comfy and they're warm. So just saying, look for their Twitter contests and stuff. And if they're giving away socks, cross your fingers, because they're pretty awesome.
Oh, shoot. No comment on the sock. I might be wearing some Kill Bill socks.
Yeah. That's a whole different ball game, my friend.
Shoot.
It was kind of nice to sit and deliver content and tech support via pajamas and everything, though. That was kind of fun.
That was cool. I mean, it was funny to have my kids see part of my job. Because they don't, you know, they don't normally get to see that. So they're like, keep coming into the office. But what are you doing? What are you doing now? What are you doing now? Like, I'm still helping people. Well, what are you doing now? Still the same thing. Can I have a snack? Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Have a snack. Have 40 snacks. Let me just do my job for a minute. How about you go do your schoolwork?
Right. Exactly. I felt like, and now finally it's funny now, cause I don't have my AirPod in, but I felt like it was in all day.
Right. Yeah, I had to pace them out. I had one in, and then I'd flip it to the other one, let the other one charge, and then flip it to the other one just to keep bouncing between the two.
Yeah, but every once in a while, you know, I would listen to a podcast in between some stuff and be listening to some things. So
Yeah,
it all
it was
works.
cool.
Yeah. Yay. Survival. And we hope you're all surviving out there doing what you're doing. And I guess the good news is tomorrow's Friday. And by the time I get done with this, it might already be Friday.
It's Saturday, yeah. Oh,
That's
shoot.
okay. Yeah. So, yeah, shout out whatever you're doing. If you want to tell us what you're doing, there is a feature through Anchor. I'll put a link up on our Twitter feed that you can shout out what you're doing for your district, and maybe you could be included in the show.
That'd be cool.
Just great. Yeah. So, I mean, all you got to do is record a little bit, tell what you're doing. We'd love to hear, and we all commend you for doing what you do. And keep going, stay strong. We'll all make it through this thing.
That's right.
And just keep being yourselves, and so will we.
That was very inspirational. I felt
This is a problem when you're working off and no, like, I don't have any notes in front of me or anything.
Extemporaneous
That's
podcasting.
right. That's right. But I figure, hey man, people are maybe listening to some podcasts out there because
Yeah.
you got a little more time on your hands.
That's right.
We'd love to be included in your listening list if you feel so inclined. But yeah,
Oh,
keep doing
shoot.
your thing, teachers, and we will catch you. I don't think we're gonna do this every day of this break because that might be a little much, and
Like
you'd be sick
the
to like, oh my
zombie
gosh,
podcast
stop it! Leave us alone.
of the J21 of the coronavirus
We used to
outbreak.
have bags under our eyes. We've turned
Teams has fallen.
we all have a green
Flipgrid
tint to us. We're
has been There's like fires, there's like trash can fires going up in the
just
background.
wonder, maybe we could talk to Teams and we could get you're using the blur by background, but maybe we could have a nice little apocalyptic background going on behind us just for fun. Be fun.
Shoot, we could green screen one in. I'm sure I've got some Pantone green around here somewhere.
Right? Yeah. Great idea. All
Shoot.
right. Well, I suppose.
Thanks for everybody for tuning in.
Yeah. Give us a follow at Nextech, WIO, YouTube, all those fun platforms on podcasts. Man, I don't know. Anchor's got us on quite a few. So listen where you feel most comfortable, and we will catch you soon.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.